is that. It finishes 2-2. We will look back at this as a missed opportunity. Arsenal stay top with the better goal difference. Liverpool took United to the cleaners in the first half, but our wastefulness in front of goal ultimately has cost us today. Great set piece, Robertson's corner, flick bomb by Nunez, and then great finish at the back post by Luis Diaz. Then we continue to make missed chance after chance in the first half. The second half, we give a really poor goal away. Kwanzaa gives it straight to Bruno Fernandes. Kelleher is miles outside his penalty area. Bruno lobs it in the net. Then Darwin Nunez misses a sitter, an open goal. More chances continue to be missed. Kobbie Mainoo with a brilliant curler put United 2-1 up, but Salah gets us a priceless point in the end with a penalty kick for Liverpool. Diaz with a massive late chance, but it finished United 2, Liverpool 2.
And welcome to The Reaction. I'm Peter McDowell. We are reflecting on Liverpool's frustrating 2-2 draw with Man United at Old Trafford. We'll bring you the thoughts of Jurgen Klopp and Harvey Elliott, as well as our pundits Phil Thompson and John Aldridge. First, though, to our reporter Rob Jones at Old Trafford with former Red Neil Mellor.
A frantic, breathless game here at Old Trafford. Will Liverpool, Neil Mellor, feel that's 2 points dropped or one gained?
2 points dropped. Feel incredibly deflated. We have to say that. I mean, it was a good team performance, but it was similar to the cup tie. We created some very, very good chances, and we just didn't take it. We weren't clinical, we weren't ruthless, and ultimately it ended up costing Liverpool. In that first half, the game could have been put to bed. Liverpool were by far the better side. Got in front, thinking, need to get that second goal. United looked nowhere near it. They came out the second half, they were gifted an equalising goal, and this, the second goal they scored was a worldie. Yes, we've scored from a corner and a penalty, but we've had so many chances to have won that game today. So now it feels incredibly disappointed that we only got a point from it. United fans were celebrating. There was United fans around me at the end of that game celebrating that they'd drawn the game. They'd drawn a game. We're the ones disappointed.
1-0 at half-time, it always felt that the second goal of the game would be crucial, that if Liverpool were to make it 2-0, it probably would have killed United off. But as you said, they were given the encouragement to come back into it.
Never looked like scoring. United never looked like scoring. I don't think they had a shot in that first half. And the equalising goal came from a gift. And what it did, it reignited the crowd. The crowd were flat, they were down, could see they were nowhere near the levels of Liverpool. And yet the equalising goal gave everybody a lift, and the crowd helped the players in that respect. And you're thinking, right, we'll go on and maybe win the game from 1-1. And United score a very, very good individual goal from Mainoo. It's a great finish from the young boy. And then at that point, you're thinking, well, we've got a lot to do. We've got 20 minutes to try and get ourselves an equaliser and go on and win the game. We got the equaliser, and then we very nearly won it with that Diaz chance right at the end, which was just off target.
Such a strange team, aren't they, Manchester United? Because they play in sort of moments or spells, and that 10 minutes where they score, then get the second, as you said, it's a really good goal from Kobbie Mainoo. But aside from that, there were large parts of the game where you wonder quite what the game plan is.
Well, they're nowhere near the top sides in this league, and that's the reality. They're 20-odd points behind Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal, and that showed it today. This is their home pitch. They got outplayed first half. They didn't have a shot. And if Liverpool would have been more ruthless, the game would have been beyond Manchester United. But what they do have is they had the backing of the crowd. The crowd stay with them, in all fairness. And obviously Liverpool missing the chances has ultimately cost Liverpool 2 points today.
In terms of getting back into it, to all thought that the man who won the penalty, Harvey Elliott, had a big impact. Brilliant. Off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, Harvey Elliott's magnificent. Probably unfortunate he's not started the game. I think Harvey's form this season has been absolutely outstanding. I think he's such a clever player. I think he makes things happen in the final third. He sees things. And he gave everybody a lift when he came on. The subs have done that all season. And again, the attitude was there from him to come on and try and make things happen. He wins the penalty. Played a couple of good passes as well to maybe have made other things. So, yeah, I mean, the subs again have come off the bench and impacted the game, which Liverpool have been doing all season. Really,
it is a moment, I guess, that Jarrell Kwanzaa will learn from, that opening goal, isn't it? Because he just turns blind and hits it, and still a lot for Bruno Fernandes to do, but he'll know it's a mistake.
Yeah, and in all fairness to him, he hasn't made that many mistakes in the run that he's been in the side. He's a young boy. He's learning, he's maturing, he's getting better all the time. I thought he responded really well, because that was a big error to make individually. But I thought, rather than feeling sorry for himself, he really stood up to the test, because United still did have a threat on the counter-attack. And I thought he made a few good, important tackles. He didn't let it get to him. And so that's what you're looking at for the young players. Yes, he's made an error. It was a good finish in the end from Fernandes, but his reaction was really good, young Kwanzaa.
And I guess reaction is the key word now. moving on, isn't it, that there are seven games to go and Liverpool will probably feel like they need to win the lot?
Yeah, keep fighting. It's not in our hands anymore. We knew arriving here we had to win to stay top of the table. Arsenal have gone top of the table. On goal difference, it is a sizeable goal difference at this moment, but they've got some tough games. And now we're relying on other sides to maybe take points off Arsenal. Not the position we want to be in, but we are 1 point ahead of Manchester City. Don't forget, Manchester City are the ones who've been right in the mix throughout it from the end of the season, whereas a little bit different with Arsenal. So they, we'll see how they handle the pressure now they're top of the table.
Team-wise, what do you see the manager doing Europa League midweek?
I think there'll be changes, yeah. I think it'll freshen it up. We'll see how the players react to this one today. But I'm sure there will be one or two changes. That'll be a tough game. You know, Atalanta have certainly picked up in Serie A. Disappointed, but these players will react. These players will respond and they'll keep fighting all the way to the end and hope that we can hopefully get back to top spot.
Yeah, Neil, thank you very much indeed. As Neil said, quite rightly, it's been a fraction deflating, but still very much game on in this three-team Premier League title race.
It was a really tough one to take, that.
My blood pressure's really gone through the roof. The frustrations from being a striker and seeing us create so many chances, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It feels nearly like a defeat. The fact that, you know, we've probably created 20 proper, great opportunities, and we've only hit the target probably about five times.
It's the quality of those, John. It was the decision-making of where and how, and we've ended up making it into a shot or something, but the ball's played behind somebody. It's not enough weight on it. It's not. It's the wrong choice. And it just happened time again. It was so frustrating that first half. Mm. I've never seen us dominate a game at Old Trafford. The second half in the cup game, but a league game at Old Trafford, us dominating it and not coming into half time with a sort of two or three goal sort of lead was just hard to take. Yeah. And you just knew they had to get better.
You knew what
they
would
had
happen.
They had to get better. I'm not saying they got a lot better, but at least they made a bit of a game of it.
Yeah,
second
they couldn't
half.
Have got any worse, could they?
No, exactly.
It's one of those games you could smell something. If we didn't get the second goal, it's 4-0. It's comfortable. But whilst they're still in the game, and we've been in hundreds of times, you always opportunity, and you can smell it. You can smell it coming. We didn't expect it to come in the manner which it did come, but we were quite sloppy with passing throughout the game as well. As good as we played and created the chance we created, you don't. And look, we don't want to blame the young lad, but it's a big, big moment for him in his life and his experience. Yeah. You don't play blind crosses. Blind passes across your defence or your midfield when you don't know, because you just don't know. You're putting it at risk. Something that you were told young in life, but then all of a sudden, you know. Keller's out of his goal, he wants a pass back, which maybe he should have had.
That's where he should have gone first, John. That's where we normally go. And I've no problems with that.
But
this time he chose, Gerald chose not to, and he went square. And for the first time, obviously, he's been punished. He learned from that. Mm. Yeah. That's what happens. But to sort of blame him for what has gone on in the game
It should have been out of sight anyway. Yeah. You know,
and you can't blame Kevin because that is the way you play.
Not blaming none of them. It's just the wrong choice. He made the wrong choice at the wrong time. Mm. You know, and it's a decent finish from him. We're sitting here now, and the good stuff that we created, we had so many chances. I'm just sitting here. I'm pretty numb.
It does feel that way. I mean, particularly when you're looking down the stats, the amount of shots in three games Liverpool have had against United will be somewhere close to 80 now versus United's probably 30-35, maybe even higher. It's crazy, really.
It's crazy against Man United. You don't expect that. Listen, this is one of the big games of the calendar year, this and the Derby game. And for us to dominate these games the way we do, we've let them off the hook.
Exactly.
We've let them off in the league game earlier in the season, the FA Cup game, that second half should have been put to bed. And today, that will more or less, I can go sort of word for word what Jürgen's aftermath press conference is going to be. It's similar to the way it was after that first game. It's our decision making again at vital times has let us down.
Yeah. it was probably different to the first game in the sense that, that Liverpool were dominant from the off, weren't they? They started the game an awful lot better than they had done in the FA Cup. And even though the chances were coming and going, you were fairly confident at that stage that they would go on and win the game.
Yeah. 1-0, you're just waiting for us to get the second goal. But we didn't take it.
But I think, as John said, at 1-0, in these sort of games, you know they've got to get better. If I was a Man City player sitting at home and Arsenal players, knowing because you played the game, you'd be going, there's a twist in this. Yeah. There's something in this. You feel it. You smell it. Well, I should smell it anyway. Yeah. You know when you're thinking you've got to do things absolutely 100% perfect to get through the second half, not allowing them to come back in. Mm. And it's an error which allows that goal. And that seemed to pep them up. We certainly give the crowd a lift.
I think we do give teams a chance. Perhaps the way we play, I've been watching Arsenal, the way they shut up shop. They do it really well at the moment. But I'm watching us. I don't think we've got a clean sheet in us. I've been watching, I'll watch it right into the games. Whilst we're going forward, we look like we can score at any given time. But we always seem to give teams an opportunity when they didn't deserve nothing out that game. No. It was under wraps, you know, but that's what we do.
Ten Hag will say that they dominated the game. I'm saving my job. And we've done really well and we've controlled the game.
Mm. One thing that Liverpool have been really good at over the piece is that patience, and there's been plenty of first halves that haven't gone their way, John, and you know they've stayed true to the way they play. You know the chances will come, and they have to believe that. You know, another thing that he will probably say afterwards is it's very important when you can't win a game not to lose it, and that's what Liverpool have done today.
Yeah, even though it does feel like a loss because of where they are and where we are, and what they are as a team, that's one of the easiest games out of the remaining eight. I think we have got left, was it 8 or 7?
Yeah,
that's one of the easiest games that on paper because the way where they are at the moment, and it showed where they are because we were so far advanced than they are. No. But again, they're not a great side, Phil. You look at that.
I wouldn't say it's
out of all the teams we got.
Because of the size of the game and what it means, it's going to be like the derby. I wouldn't say it's one of the easier games. And I know they're up and down, Man United, but you can never take anything for granted.
I think the stats will show that was an easy game, or it should have been an easy game.
But
as we say, it doesn't work that way, football. So, you know, we've got to just make sure that we don't do no more slip-ups because it's out of our hands now. Mm. You know, that's the one thing that they'll be crowing about. And did they deserve a draw? No, not at all. Mm. But they got one. They'd be far happier than what you're going to be fuming.
But the gulf never seems to have been as big as this, does it, between these two teams?
Yeah, you said this, Peter, and it quite right, it's a fair comment. The gulf between the individuals, the players, the mentality, the physique, the knowledge, the gulf between the two sides has never been greater, you know, and that they got away with one today. They were fortunate. And it is a chance missed by us, but you look at them and you go, wow. You know, you're still not a proper team. You get carried away about getting that draw. You've got real problems. Mm-hmm. And that has been the problem because they think they're better than what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Because the narrative will be about Liverpool, won't it? It won't be about, you know, United have managed to stop Liverpool. It will be, you know, how did they not score?
I think we stopped ourselves. I think we stopped ourselves. The decision making in the 18-yard box wasn't great. But
I think it's the final third, wasn't it? I think it was just that choice of pass. I think it was probably summed up when young Connor had one on the right hand side, and he should have just played the first time, and he took another touch.
Yeah,
and you went, and I'm thinking the views as forwards. I always think is that their mind is right. I'm going to make them throw that first ball or that cutback, and he had another touch.
You just
straight
chip
away
it far post,
gives the defender a chance, but then these are all out of position. So it was doing the things at the right time, at the right moment, to its best effect. And I'm just picking this one out about Connor, but there was so many choices in the first half where called come and went dramatically.
Mm. Yeah, and give some real sloppy players, as well as we created the chances with some sloppy play. But
you can feel our angst, can't you? You can feel it in us.
It's hard to stomach, really, you know, that we've come away with the point there. And you know, because we've been there and watched Liverpool and you know, with the fans, and then over the years, it's the one game that you want to win. I think the players probably certainly know that, because maybe the occasion got a bit to some of them. They're trying too hard, you know, the forwards. But you can't use that as an excuse. You know, we've got forwards there that we've spent a lot of money on, and any other given game, they may have like Brentford away, they did it. Other team, I think the occasion may have got the best of them, but the finishing was horrendous. Mm.
It can spread quick, can't it? And it showed, didn't it, the confidence that almost ebbed away in that second half. That Liverpool were sauntering, weren't they? First half, second half, they looked like a completely different team. Like they had a feeling it wasn't going to happen for them.
When it went to 2-1, you know, because they've just got everyone behind the ball then. They're just trying to win the game, quite rightly so. So we found it a little bit harder. Whilst the game was open, I've never seen a midfield so open. You only needed two passes and you were in. Mm. We again, like the FA Cup game, we must have had, I'm thinking about four or five times, three on twos or four on threes or four on twos or three on ones again. And that's when the decision making has got to be spot on, to draw them in and then give someone a chance to pull the trigger. And we made the wrong decisions in most of them.
There was a 15-minute spell just after they scored. They went in front. We lost our calm.
Yeah.
And this is one of the big things that Jürgen calls for at certain times. And that helps you make the better decision. Because throughout the first half, the chances were coming. We were breaking. We were getting through their press. Everything was happening. Then that second half, all of a sudden, we rushed things. We rushed it. And I'm not just talking in the final third now, in midfield. Mm. It was as we were trying to get from A to B too quickly, instead of going wide, to come back inside, to get the ball, to get that little bit of movement. All of a sudden, it was going from there to there because we've got to get forward. And it was playing into, and anything straight coming in was playing into Maguire's hands and Kamwala's hands. It was going in there and they were just stepping in and breaking the play.
Yeah, to be fair to them, when they went ahead, they knew they didn't have to get forward. Mm. So it made it harder for our players to get them little gaps. And that's when you've got to be, like we said, it's got to be quicker, just, you know, bang, bang, to get in. But thankfully, you know, again, young Elliot come on and made the difference. Showed, you know, a lot of urgency, some good guile, put some good balls into the box, got the penalty. Thankfully, Mo took it. You know, the substitutions were, you know, made a bit of a difference to, as Phil said, because it did go flat.
Yeah.
And, it was better with them.
Big pressure penalty, that. You've been there.
It was. I didn't fancy him, to be quite. The way the game had gone, I just thought it's a great penalty. Yeah. Mm.
How do they guard against that wastefulness that was evident in the game not growing into next week? Obviously now we have a couple of home games, which is going to be important to it all, isn't it? But
yeah, we don't. We've got to keep calm, and we've got to believe everything that we're doing, because it's not been bad. Mm. And as John said, we can't keep a clean sheet, which doesn't help matters. But the boys up front, we scored another two goals today. We can't score goals, but it's not to sort of put the onus on them, is that, oh, you're so wasteful and everything. We've got to cut out the headers in certain areas. And we've just got to say, right, keep on doing what you're doing. But times we come, and they'll probably do it in training, this set-up play and taking these... I can't remember us having too many shots from the edge of the box today. You know, that we were lacking. So I would think, let's not get carried away. We're all sort of, we want this title so much, is that not doing too bad. Mm. And we've just got to stay calm.
I think Diaz has got, you know, he's full of confidence, Diaz. Mo, I'm not too sure about at the moment. Nunes, no, he scored. It's a good goal in the week, the way he closed the goal. But he's lost his confidence in front of goal. And today was so evident. You know, the only chance he had was long range. The only good chance he nearly scored, I was unlucky. But in general, in front of goal, he needs a proper goal to get him back up. Because I've been there with, you know, you start doubting yourself a little bit. And the finish there at the end, that shows a player who's got no real confidence, because that confidence just goes bang. Mm. It's in the back of the net. Just comes right foot, left
come
foot, any
sealed,
foot. Yeah, you just bang it in and you just, you know, you go away. But he did it a little bit, and he wasn't, you know, clinical enough. But hopefully he can get a couple of goals quickly and that'll come back.
Just a quick break in the show to tell you there's never been a better time to show your support for the Reds. Whether it's getting kitted out with the season's Nike home strip, checking out the new arrivals to our training range, or if you want to roll back the years with a shirt from our retro range, the Liverpool FC store has got everything you need. And right now, there's even savings of up to 50% on this season's away kit while those stocks last. Visit the store today. Go online at liverpoolfc.com/store or download the official LFC store app to find what you're looking for. Right, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to The Reaction. We can get the thoughts of the boss now. Here's what Jurgen Klopp had to say to the media in his post-match press conference.
Hi, Jurgen.
Hi.
Given your dominance in that first half, how do you reflect on this game? Is it point gained because you scored late on or dropped because you didn't take advantage?
Yeah, it was obviously mixed. Like happy with a lot of parts of the game. Being 1-0 up at Old Trafford and having a 15-0 shooting stat is incredible. It's Sasser immediately again. Okay, it's obviously something around the finishing was either in exceptional goalkeeping, which was the case for one situation with Dom Szoboszlai. It was incredible save. Besides that, we could have been calmer in moments or a bit clearer in moments. But it's fine, you're 1-0 up. So still fine. Come outside and still controlling the game, yes, and then we give the ball away. So that's how it is. And then you first have, these mistakes happen before and will happen after today as well. So that's not a problem. First have to use it like Bruno did. It was a pretty exceptional finish. In this mood lift in the stadium, atmosphere lift in the stadium, they score pretty much the second, and then we control the game again. So we got the penalty and scored an equaliser and could have scored more before, after. So we just could have. We played really good in so many moments and we had 5-10 minutes period. So like they score and the second goal, obviously we don't push up properly. That's why they find him in between the lines, blah, 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 they can turn. And then in the end, it ends up with an incredible finish as well. But after that, we were again in charge. Yeah, that now you can say if you have that much of a dominance in a long part of the game, you should win the game. Yeah, that's true. But you all are long enough in football that doesn't mean you will win. That just means you should, and that's obviously different. It's very often to the final scoreline, 2-2. I'm not over the moon about it. I don't think that's the best result I've ever seen, but I'm fine, and now we recover and play Atalanta and, yeah, play European League. That's how it is.
You say you're not over the moon. People focus on the table. You might not, but we do. And so Arsenal are top now, Liverpool are not top. Does that matter? I realise that might
sound... Yeah, that matters after 38 match days a lot. There's a big difference after 38 match days. But look, you will, and people, our supporters as well, will tell us, yeah, now they have the better goal difference, we have to go for that. That would be the dumbest thing we can do. That doesn't happen on purpose. You don't go in a game and want to score 8 goals and it happens. So it doesn't. We are who we are. We are how we are. And that's why we are in the race. So, and I'm absolutely fine with that. And I knew it will be super tricky until the end. So. That's all. And again, we were, not until yesterday, whichever time, we were top of the table. And now it's Arsenal, and I don't know when. It's maybe somebody else. We want to be there after the 38th, after last match day. It's always better to be there the whole time and you have get some distance between you and everything. But that's obviously not really your problem here in Manchester. We have other things where you can worry about, because I know your voice from Manchester United press conferences, right? You have to deal with this here, right? More often. So we are fine with our situation. I wish we would have more points, but I'm absolutely fine, and I'm over the moon actually that these boys brought us into that situation, because the same boys who missed today a few chances are the boys who brought us 71 points, so I'm absolutely fine with that.
Jürgen, just on that, on 71 points, I mean, your most famous title run-ins at Liverpool were almost flawless in 19 and 20. Do you expect this season, given the three teams,
It is likely. I don't know. I can't remember it anymore. How many games we won there in the run in and City won in the run in. But it will be. You have to win a lot of football games. You should not do what we did today. We should not do now constantly. That will not be enough. Definitely not. But we know that. We know that. And still, too, if you work with human beings, you have just to take the things you get. I saw the boys wanting. I saw a top team today really in a difficult away game. It's for us much more difficult than for all other teams. You come to United and yes, people care a little bit more, a bit less. But when we are coming, it's obviously game on. So that's tricky. We dealt quite well with it. We played now two games and got 1 point and got knocked out. But for the majority of the time, in all the times since I'm here, I don't think we ever dominated United like we did in these two games. So, but we didn't get the results. So that's then how it is. So obviously space for improvement. We knew that anyway. And we will keep going with all we have. But now we play European League.
Arsenal have to come here, I think second last game of the season. Will you be cheering Manchester United that day?
Probably. if we are still around, then that would be great. So yeah, probably. But Arsenal is a good football team, and if they play like today, Arsenal will win that game. I'm 100% sure. So that's just, I'm really sorry to say that, but this is a matter of fact. We should have won both games and didn't. That's our fault. But no, yeah.
Battle of wills now with seven big chapters still to go in this Premier League race, which must be unbelievably exciting for the neutral. But as you can probably tell from the demeanour of John Aldridge and Phil Thompson, it's really taken it out of them today.
This was always going to be one of the most difficult games. As Jürgen said, the size of the crowd, you let them back in it. And I just think we've got to remain calm and believe in what we're doing and how we're going to do it. As he said, the word clinical needs to be more clinical.
I agree with all that. But if we're going to go on to win the league, we need clean sheets. We play the way we do. We can still play open. I mean, you know, our goal scoring is brilliant over the season. But look, there's come a time now. They've got to go, look, we've got to win every game. And to win every game, you've got to get a clean sheet more or less in every game to not put yourself under too much pressure. And it's the next game that counts, like Tomo said, he's right. That this is gone now. It's obviously it's Atalanta. Then it's Palace. Then they're the one. Then it's every next game. You put it behind you. But we've got to start getting clean sheets 100%.
Talking there about the job of almost the manager and the coaching staff now, and that, you know, the twist could almost be the penalty, couldn't it? You know, titles often turn on pivotal moments, and it could, you know, come the end of it all, be the Mo Salah penalty. To get you back in the game, get you a point from it.
Let's hope so, yeah, let's hope so. You know, it's a point's better than nothing, even though it's 2 points dropped. You know, you take a point again, you've got to, haven't you?
Listen, we were saying before, I was playing and playing in games, and you knew that game was difficult. At one point, you know it's drifting, you've got that sense that this could go pear, and you think, you go, and once you get that goal, this could be vital. And we get it with the penalty, and you say, great. Then that was the time to be calm and pick our passes. And it was still there, even after we scored the penalty. Yeah. But that was vital. That, to make sure that we don't lose. And yes, it feels like a defeat. But you'll know, come tomorrow, you'll go in a cold light today, you'll see the league and we're behind on goal difference. But we're still in there. Mm. We're still in there fighting.
Hello there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives on and off the pitch. We've got Andy Robertson's car sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure you give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show.
Let's get some reaction from down in the tunnel now. He came on and made an impact with a penalty. Rob Jones has been speaking to Harvey Elliott.
Harvey, a point. Do you feel here frustrated, though, that it could, maybe should have been all three?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you summed it up perfectly. It should have been all three. But I think at the same time, you know, we need to look at the game and, you know, we were trailing. And I think the boys showed unbelievable fight and courage to, you know, to come back, to stay level-headed, to stay in the game and, you know, get the equaliser. So, you know, a point's better than nothing. We wanted the 3 points, which is, you know, no doubt about that, but a point, as I said, is better than losing.
It was one of the main things that you'll think about, that there were perhaps shades of the FA Cup game in that bit more ruthlessness and could have killed them off far earlier.
Absolutely. You know, we had many opportunities, whether, you know, it was the final pass or the finish, just wasn't there for us today, but unfortunately, you know, that's football. But as I said, the fight and desire to keep going till the, you know, final whistle, you know, was amazing. You know, I think as a team, you know, as a club with the fans as well, especially backing us in a stadium like this as well, where it's not easy at all. You know, it's just credit to everyone involved, and, you know, we need to keep fighting because, you know, it's going to be a very tough run now. We just need to keep going.
I know you're all about the team, but you must be really pleased with your own contribution off the bench this afternoon.
Yeah, it was okay. You know, I'm in the team to do that exactly. And for me, you know, if we don't win, then it means nothing. You know, I just need to keep going. I just need to keep trying to take these opportunities and, you know, working for the team, doing my bit for the team, which is, you know, what I want to do in full of Bladge. You know, I just want to keep going and keep fighting until the end of the season. But, you know, as I said, if it's not 3 points, for me personally, it means nothing.
It was one of the messages to you to try and stay quite wide, because it felt like you were hugging the touchline for most of the time after you came on.
Yeah, I think, you know, to have that, I think, good balance between, you know, Joe Gomez and I. I think it was just, you know, being on different lines, either one of us inside and one of us out wide. You know, I'm not going to tell everything in case people want to listen to it. But, you know, it was just about to be free, findable, you know, try and create. And, you know, I had Joe out wide and, you know, I just thought, why don't, you know, I just stay there and let Joe run in behind. And felt like we had that good balance. But, you know, as I said, it's what I'm in the team to do, to create and, you know, create opportunities for my teammates. And, you know, we done it okay today.
Did your eyes start to light up with that chance right at the last kick of the game, pretty much? It felt like it might just nestle in the bottom corner.
Yeah, it's just my main focus to, you know, get a good connection, to make sure I don't blast it over, you know, especially on the right foot as well. It was, you know, it was a tough opportunity. I would have, you know, backed myself 100% on my left. And in all fairness, you know, I backed myself too on my right. It's, you know, just unfortunately didn't go either side. But, you know, something I can work on, something I can reflect on and practice on in training now. But, you know, a point's better than no points at all. You just need to, you know, reflect and go again Thursday.
Yeah, and 1 point between three teams, it's going to be an amazing end to the season. And I guess it's just about plugging away, doing your bit, because there's going to be challenges for all three of those sides looking for the title.
Absolutely, we just need to be selfish with ourselves. You know, we can't be thinking about other teams. We can't be, you know, watching what they're doing, you know, basing our games off them. We just need to, as I said, keep being selfish, keep getting 3 points on the board. You know, we're in the best possible position to do it, you know. Unbelievable fans behind us that will be backing us each and every game until the end of the season. You know, we have the team to do it, so who says we can't? As I said, we just need to keep going, keep taking it game by game, making sure we're recovered, you know, physically and mentally, and, you know, just keep going. And it will be a tough finish, but, you know, we just need to keep going, as I said.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the Liverpool players' mentality at the moment. You can hear from Harvey Elliott's comments as well that they're very much clinging on to the
positive. He's cutting, isn't he? You can see in his face, you know, it shows you. But at least, you know, they know it's a point dropped, and it's not accepting to go to Old Trafford and get a point, which is a good thing to see. Mm.
He's a player, Tom, that has an impact, a positive impact on every game he comes on in. You know, nobody ever wants that tag, do they?
Yeah.
Somebody that impacts games that way. But he's had a really, really strong season for Liverpool.
Before the game, we were talking about sort of substitutes and making an impact. That's what you're there for, to come on fresh, to be busy, to make sure you're more creative, your mind's freer, your certainly legs are freer. Harvey has done himself no problems. He can sort of look at it and think, maybe I should have been in today. So there might be changes on Thursday night. He will probably play. Mm. But I would think for the league game, I think he's looking to say, I need to be in this team. You need to believe that I can do it from the start. Mm. Certainly the position of Dominic's in that midfield three, I think is probably up for grabs, not just for Thursday, but certainly for the Palace game. I would see that, you know, McCurtis or Harvey. Harvey's done himself no harm. I think he's been absolutely excellent. Mm. And he affects the game when he comes on.
He's only 21 on Thursday. He's already surpassed 100 games.
Yeah, look, he's not moaning because he's a massive Liverpool fan. You know, I know his dad and he'd been brought up huge Liverpool fans. So it really hurts him. You can see in his face there. But yeah, at the moment he's coming on as an impact player, and he's made big impacts in games he's come on. What down the line he's got to do is obviously he's got to be a starter and do it for 90 minutes. You know, he's young enough. He's been doing it for England under 21s as well. He's got so much ability. Just a little bit. If we played a different formation, which like it was one behind the striker or whatever, two strikers or whatever, that sort of. Got to define a role for him at the moment because he's played on the right-hand side a little bit instead of Mo, and sometimes he doesn't get involved, which he needs to be involved. For him to be involved, it's like Thomas, he has to be in the midfield. And that right side of midfield, whenever he's come on, and Mo's been there, he's linked in, and he does put some fantastic balls in as well with his left foot and his guile, you know, into the box. So yeah, I'm sure he won't be too far away before he's getting regular games for Liverpool.
He's done well when he's played out wide. The only thing he doesn't do, what Mo does, is look for that one in behind. And that's when you stretch the left back or the left one of five or something like that. Mo does that and stretches. Harvey's likes to get it to feet, then come inside and likes to sort of play it in that inside right position or with his left foot. Mm. Some of his deliveries today were excellent. You know, once you do, you've got to make sure when you do it, you're just giving yourself enough area, because once you come too far and then you play, it's hard to get that angle. It's hard to get that nice drift in. But they cause, as a central defender, they're really hard to deal with.
Mm. If he wants to play on the left-hand side, with all due respect to Harvey, he's only a young lad, he's not going to get 25 goals a season like Mo. So they're taking that away, you know, whereas in the centre midfield player, he could get, and the assist he could get in that area.
Do you think that's where he's going to end up?
I think he has to be. I think he just goes missing a little bit when he plays out wide, and you couldn't expect him because he's not like a goal scorer like Mo to give us. If Mo goes, whatever, we've got to get a goal scorer who can play on the left hand side and do that, like Jared Bowen does for West Ham, and then chip in with 15, 20 goals. He's more of a central midfield player.
We're talking about the game against Atalanta in the next couple of minutes, but. In terms of how you would feel now as a player, the last thing you would want and what you would dread probably on Thursday is not being in that starting 11. And he talks quite a lot, Jurgen Klopp, doesn't he, about certain players need rhythm, certain players need to play every week. And there will be a few tricky decisions with that concern probably Thursday.
Yeah, it is, because he's got a few players who are coming back to fitness. Mike, when you were told Diogo and Trent are coming back for Alisson. Next week, is Ali going to be ready? It's maybe a perfect one for him. To come back in. So there's those areas which he can change. Then there's players, the likes of Curtis, who come in, and we just said Harvey for them. Cody looked, the cup game, when Cody came on against Manchester United, he looked devoid of ideas. Today he looked hungry, he looked as though he wanted to be part of it, whether he learned from what happened at Old Trafford, which you went, wow, Cody, today, and certainly against Sheffield United, he made a big impression also. He might be calling to play instead of Darwin, something like that.
And it's another huge game against Atalanta, isn't it? As Jurgen Klopp said before, it's good that we've got these big games coming back to back now.
They beat Napoli away 3-0. They're no mugs, them. They're a dangerous side. And you don't, not on your game. They'll make you pay, you know. But yeah. Look, the sooner the game comes, the better for some players.
Mm. We have got
options, as Phil said. We've got good options, you know, to come in.
We need something, don't we, to go over
to go
there.
Away. Yeah, you need
something, because you know the crowd are just... It's such a hostile environment. The officials can get affected, and you've got to make sure you've got something to fall back on, because you're always feeling, you're saying we need clean sheets. You can almost guarantee there'll be a goal sort of getting given for it. So we've got to make sure we do our job on Thursday.
Thankfully, the way we are conceding, that the way goals don't count double now, so that might be a bonus for us. Yeah. But yeah, you know, you've got to get the job done. We know at the end of the day, you know, we've got two things to go for, the league, and you want to keep your options open. We've got to go for that, especially with it being in Dublin. We've got to go with their piece, haven't we?
Yeah. 29 points off the pace, though, Atalanta, which put in, put in context, that Liverpool should be too strong.
If you went to Napoli, who's going through a bit of a rough time, and went 3-0, then they can't be bad candy, you know what I mean? But you look what we are, you know, joint top of the league, whatever it is, we're a fantastic outfit.
They give us a game a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
They give us a proper game, but they were at their height then. They were having a fantastic time. They were sort of doing very well in Serie A. So they're not the team that they were, but they'll be sold. And whatever their allocation is at Anfield, they will be sold and they will make themselves heard. And we just make sure that we're at it on Thursday. Yeah.
We beat them 5 when it was behind closed doors. Do you remember that? Behind closed doors football at Atalanta. It was a crazy game.
I don't remember yesterday, Pete.
There could be a big week off the pitch. Again, we mentioned it just a few moments ago. The likes of Jota will be desperate to come back in and make some kind of impact.
Do you know, that could be timely, because out of all our strikers, he is the most clinical.
And statistically, he is as well.
Is he? Well, he's a goal scorer. You know, he is what he is, what he sees, and he's direct. It gives you something different
as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So that would be really timely. And it keeps the other players on the toes. If you want to keep your place, then score goals.
You look at his size to Darwin's, and yet in the air, I think he wins balls that he shouldn't be winning. Yep. His heading ability, his timing in the box for his size.
What he does, he drags players away and gets in there. And he's got that little bit of a leap, actually, to be fair. He does, for his size. He jumps really well.
He was probably, when he got injured, he was probably our best striker. He was having an absolutely fantastic time. Whether he can rediscover that quickly enough for this run-in, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Let's round it up then, because, you know, Jurgen Klopp was very quick to point out at the end, for anybody criticising, you know, players, they're the same players that have taken us to 71 points. Yeah. How many times has he called them the mentality monsters? They're in control of themselves now, and you know they'll go again Thursday, and we'll see another big performance from his team.
Well, we hope so, don't we? Yeah, they've been brilliant. We've only lost two games in the league, which is incredible. You know, and here we are. Like, I've been moaning about scoring goals and whatever. It's just the frustrating part. But we can be so good, but yet so wasteful. But he's spot on.
Jürgen has said, "Let's be calm.
Yeah,
let's be calm about it. We'll all there. We'll all stick together, no matter what." And I think that is what will take us through.
And that is it from The Reaction. My thanks to Phil Thompson and John Aldridge for their analysis. We are back, of course, on Thursday night to look back at Liverpool taking on Italian side Atalanta at Anfield in the first leg of the Europa League quarter-finals. Until then, if you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts from, and make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.